Left-wing media admit Bloomberg's Benjamin Penn falsely smeared a Trump official. By Joshua Kaplan on September 4, 2019. Bloomberg law reporter Benjamin Penn is facing a barrage of criticism, even from far-left corporate media, over a hit piece in which he falsely claimed a recently hired Trump official wrote anti-Semitic comments on social media in August 2016. Penn reported on Tuesday morning that Department of Labor official Leif Olsen resigned from his position following an inquiry by the reporter to the agency regarding a Facebook post where Olsen wrote, "In Penn's characterization, the Jewish-controlled media protects their own." The comment, which was universally understood as sarcasm on Olsen's part, followed a post jokingly describing then-House Speaker Paul Ryan's R.Y. 70-point primary victory over challenger Paul Nehlen as emasculating. In the same thread, Ryan was referred to as neocon, to which Olsen quipped, "Neocons are all Upper East Side Zionists who don't golf on Saturday, if you know what I mean." "That's what I meant," a commenter wrote. "He's a Jew. Everyone knows that. It must be true because I've never seen the lamestream media report it. And you know they protect their own," Olsen replied sardonically. Egregiously left out of Penn's report was a screenshot showing a commenter complimenting Olsen for speaking in sarcasm like a first language. Such comment underscores the now former Trump official's remarks about Jews were for, in fact, mocking Nehlen's fans as anti-Semitic. It was sarcastic criticism of the alt-right's conspiracy theories and anti-Semitic positions, Olsen said after his resignation. Far-left news outlets such as The Washington Post, CNN, and Vox slammed Bloomberg Law and Penn over the report, calling it highly misleading and suggested a retraction was in order. CNN media reporter Oliver Darcy tweeted of Penn's smear. The Post's media critic Eric Wemple wrote for Penn to assert Olsen's posts were anti-Semitic is to willfully ignore the tone and intent of the post. Retraction time, the blogger concluded. Vox's Dylan Matthews said. You do not need a PhD in linguistics to correctly identify this as obvious sarcasm. Another commenter on the thread praised the Post's epic sarcasm. Conservatives, especially ones of a neoconservative bent on foreign policy, have made sarcastic jokes like this about what they perceive as, and what sometimes, as in the case of Nehlen, is, anti-Semitic criticism of neoconservatism, a movement primarily founded by Jewish intellectuals. Nonetheless, when reached for comment amid the onslaught of criticism, a Bloomberg press representative confirmed the news outlet still stood behind the baseless article. Olsen was an employee of the Dole's wage and hour division for a mere 12 days. It is unclear if he will return to his former post. Bloomberg Law has yet to issue a retraction for its false report.